Shalom Boker Tov.
Boker Tov.
We are on page Kuf Tet Vav. And let's go to Or Pinimi, third paragraph. Ve'ein Lakshot. Ve'ein Lakshot. We explained last time we were here, that when Or Ensof mitlabesh belibush el chokhma, and we said there is a libush of chokhma, which is bichinat gimel. That means there is zivug daka for Or Chozer of Bechinat Gimel. That's called Libush Chochmah. This light shines to Eser Sefirot Shel Atzilut. First, this light of Chochmah comes to Keter Chochmah of Atzilut, and then we said Chochmah is the code when we say Hakol B'Chochmah Asita, that means everything else receives this Chochmah. And the Rav asked a question: if everything to follow Chochmah receives this Chochmah, doesn't he have to go through Bina? And the Rav explains, yes, it goes through Bina, but Bina does not cause any hitlabshut, does not create Or Chozer, and allows that Or Chochmah to go through Bina as a Ma'avar, go to Zerampin v'Malchut. So she acts at first, she acts, okay, I am a Ma'avar, and the light goes through, and no Zivug Daka. When the life goes through, where does it go? It goes to Zerampin first, which we will study. Eventually it has to reach where?
Malchut.
We said that only Malchut has Or Chozer, has the Masach. So now, the light that goes through Bina, what Bichina it is? Bichina Bet. Bina is a Bichinat Bet. So the Or of Bichinat Bet, which is from Chochmah, remember it is from Chochmah, this Zivug, this Or of Bina was made in Chochmah. Hakol B'Chochmah Sita. Bina is a Ma'avar. Now the Masach of Malchut is of Bichinat Bet, now creates the Or Chozer of Bichinat Bet. This light at this time, which is Bichinat Bet, and was captured by Hitlapshut after Zivug Daka B'Malchut Masach of Bichinat Bet, this light that was captured and got a Libush of Bina of Atzilut is for purpose of 10 Sefirot Shel Olam Bria. That's why Hakol B'Chochmah Asita. That means when the light of Ein Sof, again I repeat, mitlabesh b'Or Chochmah, because there is a zivug daka and the malchut of Bichinat Gimel, and creates an Or Chozer of Libush Chochmah, an Or Ein Sof. That goes to the Keter Chochmah of Atzilut, this light. And here we say Hakol B'Chochmah Asita, that means the rest of the Sefirot of Atzilut received this Chochmah as well, all of them, Zerampin and Malchut. However, when it reaches Malchut, it creates a Zivug Daka on the Bichinat Bet, and the light comes and covers, and this is all in Atzilut, because this is now there is a Libush of Bina of Atzilut. This Libush of Bina Atzilut, that means Keter Chochmah of Atzilut, are concealed betoch of this light. And this light is to shine Eser Sefirot, that means Keter Chokhmah Bina Zerampin Vemalchut of Olam Bria. Malchut of Atzilut, yes. Just stay with the Malchut of Atzilut, of course. Of course. The first time that it comes, it creates the Malchut HaDebichnat Gimel. And Bichnat Gimel creates the Or Chuzar of Chokhmah, and that's the Libush of, the first Libush on Or En Sof, we say. Nothing. The only Malchut that has a Masach is the Malchut of Malchut. That's Malchut. The rest they don't have. We said Bichnat Aleph, Bichnat Bet, phase one, phase two, phase three. That means going through Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, there is no Zivug Daka. It's going through. And when the Or En Sof came to go through and went and made a Zivug Daka of Bichnat Gimel, create the Or Chozer of Bichnat Gimel, we called Chokhmah. And that light that we said Chokhmah, that where did this light was produced? This light was produced in Adam Kadmon, we said, Olam Adav Kadmon. Olam Kadmon makes a libush of Or Chokhmah and shines an Eser Sefirot of Olam Atzilut, that means goes through Keter, goes through Chokhmah, and this Chokhmah says, Hakol b'Chokhmah Asita. I'm going to do the rest of it all with this Chokhmah. And zooms all the way through Bina and goes all the way to the Malchut. Now, that's the first light, that when the light of the Adam Kadmon makes a Zivug Daka of Bichinat Dalet, then as soon as one Zivug Daka, it reduces to one lesser, in still Adam Kadmon.
No, but what I'm saying is, I'm sorry to interrupt, why should there be a Zivug Daka if you say none of the Malchut in Asilut should be active?
And at the first time, the light came through Eser Sefirot of the Olam Atzilut until it reached Malchut of Atzilut, which is Gimel, and created the Or Chozer. But that Or Chozer became Chokhmah, and that, now the Sefirah of Chokhmah of Atzilut is there. Now this Chokhmah says, Hakol, the rest have to receive this light. So, okay, no problem, Bina said, you gotta go through me, go through me. I don't cause any return. I don't cause any stoppage. I don't cause do nothing. Just lavor. What Bina said? What Chokhmah said? You remember what when we said in regard of the Chokhmah? Chokhmah didn't have a choice. This Ratzon was put upon him, forced him to receive. Chokhmah didn't have any decision, so there must have been Or Chozer. It's not something that Chokhmah made any decision. Chokhmah is the concept of Bitul. She was totally cancelled as far as the light of Keter is concerned. So let's go to this. V'en lahakshot. He says, don't make it difficult here. Kan mimevu'ar b'makom acher, shegam be'eser sefirot da'atzilud, yesh sham hei parzufim. Now remember, same way that in Olam Kadmon we had five parzufim, Parzuf Ein Bet Saig Mem Hei Ben and Galgalta. Since the pattern continues, the whole purpose is to come every time there is a Zivug Daka, a Parzuf to be made. So in Bichnat Bet, how many in Bichnat Gimel, how many Parzufim? It says five Parzufim. Olam Atzilut has, like Olam Adam Kadmon, five Parzufim. And here it says, שיש שם היי פרצופים שבכל אחד יש בחינת זיווג דאקה. How many זיווג דאקה every phase has, every בחינה has? Four phases. Has to go through four phases to complete a phase of בחינת א', ב', ג', ד'. כי יש הפרש גדול ורב ביניהם להיות כל אלו היי פרצופים אצילות, הם היי חלקים של העשר ספירות דקומה חוכמה. Now, What it wants to say, there are hey partsufim of different bechinot, parts of Arechampin, parts of Abba ve'ima, parts of Israel Saba ve'tevuna, parts of Malchut. All these, but they are all koma chokma. They are all koma chokma, because totality of the Or Atzilut is koma chokma. Okay? That was a review. הפרש גדול ורב ביניהם להיות כל אלו היי פרצופים אצילות, הם היי חלקים של העשר ספירות, דקומה חוכמה והתבאר זה במקומו. Now, let's go up to the page, section Gimel, the small letters, להעיר בעולם הבריאה, the whole purpose is now to continue on להעיר, to illuminate עולם called עולם בריאה, מתלבש אור העליון באור מקיף. What is the אור העליון? After there was זיווג דעקה of בחינת בית, that means when the ליבוש of בינה was finally created, not at first, קומה of בינה, this is called אור העליון. And this Or Elyon is going to stay as the Or Makif, that means the surrounding light. So everything within this surrounding to always receive from this light. So from which light we get nourished? Bichnat Bet. What is that light that I am being nourished? Called Neshama. My Neshama, Ma'ir. Allah, it's my makif, it is surrounding me. That's why you have to do the avodah shel vav hey before you can connect to yud hey. That's why you say l'shem yichud kedusha v'yirchu vav behey veva den beyud hey. So the avodah is ruach v'nefesh. And after you finalize Ruach and Nefesh, what surrounds you is Neshama, feeds you, so the Ruach and Nefesh can do the job. Neshama was made with which Malchut? Which Malchut is the cause of a Neshama or Neshama? Malchut of the that has the zivug daka of bichinat bet bet bet. That means malchut of atzilut. When we say malchut shamayim, reference is to malchut of atzilut. Every time we say Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, we are tapping into this malchut because he is the makif. He's the one that shines upon us. Now, when this light called Neshama is shine upon us, through where? Through Briya, Yetzira, Asiya. Machshava or Dibur is Briya. Okay? Atzilut is Chokhmah. Briya is what again? Dibur, Machshava, and Zerampin v'Malchut, Ma'aseh. So our tikkun is Machshava, Dibur, Ma'aseh. Now let's read this. Again, when we say Neshama, Neshama has the Eser Sefirot. Then again, divided into every. Ruach is divided in Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. Nefesh is divided again five parts of him. What is telling us that everything now, no matter which koma it is, has these five levels. If you are in a level of nefesh, you have neshama, but neshama of nefesh. When you say neshama of neshama, that means you are in the level of neshama and that neshama of that koma, called neshama. Too soon for that. No. Zerampin is, you can compare to the sun, and Malchut to the Shalom Boker Tov, and Malchut to be the moon. We are not in the Bria yet. We are only right now understood what is the light that Makif surrounds the Bria. That's the light that's going to come and illuminate Bria. Now you know how this light is made, and what is this light, and why we say Hakol v'Chokhmah Asita.
Because the Chokhmah is not making any choice of its own. It's because it's the first one after
Keter,
and that happens to be why its light is giving light to the rest of the below.
But and the point is, Bina could have said no. So, bravo. So Bina gets the chance of being the light that creates the creation. Therefore, Bina gets, because of her Hitgabrut at one, not to capture the light, to be a Mava, to be a channel, to be a Tzaddik, to be a channel. Say, okay. I leave, but now see what Rav says about this light. This light is what really surrounding us. Without connecting this light, there is not going anywhere. This is really in light of Ein Sof, which Keter Chokhmah, or Ein Sof, Keter Chokhmah of Atzilut, have concealed within this light. This is the Libush that holds the Ein Sof, the Keter and the Chokhmah. It's all in it. Now, this light becomes the Makif of the creation, Olam called Bria, Bereshit Bara Elohim. Now,
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
You're saying that the Bina of Atzilut is making the Bria.
The light that is captured by the Masach of Bina of Atzilut being Bet is really the cause of the creation, the cause of the ten sefirot of Bria.
So if you're telling me the Bina of Atzilut is making Bria, and you're telling me what level of Koma right now is the Zivug, and you said it's Bet and not Gimel, how's that then?
Because Chokhmah is Gimel.
Chokhmah is Gimel. And you're saying Bina of this Chokhmah is having a Zivug. Who's making the Bria?
Bina of Olam Atzilut.
Yeah.
Yes. Bina of Atzilut at first allows Chokhmah to go through. And when it reaches the Malchut of Atzilut, there is a Zivug at Daka. Then she could have stopped it, not allow it to go. And that's how it creates Or Chozer of Bina. No. Chokhmah is first created on the Gimel, but was created where? Its location was where? Bechinat Gimel, Zivug Da'aka of Bechinat Gimel was, where was this Zivug Da'aka occurred? The Or Chokhmah, where was it created? Where was it captured? Chokhmah, the Libush of Chokhmah, where did it happen?
It's an Or Chozer that happens on the Malchut.
Yeah, but where was this when this happened, this Zivug Da'aka, tell me the Libush of Or Chokhmah, that where this happened, location, in which Ulam? Which Ulam?
Which Ulam?
Yes. Olam Asilun hasn't created yet. You haven't created Chokhmah. You haven't captured yet any light to create Atzilut. That's why I say where. First, there got to be a Zivug Daka and a Bichnat Gimel somewhere in order to capture some light in order to illuminate Olam called Atzilut. Where did they do it? In Adam Kadmon, we said the first time that it comes or the kav into the malchut is a bichinat gimel, bichinat dalet. The first time is bichinat dalet, right?
Right.
And when it's bichinat dalet, what it captures? We said it goes all the way to Keter. So now Keter has a light. Now, malchut, what kind of a masach malchut has? Okay? Now, what olam created already? Keter, which is olam kadmon. Now, wants the light to come and have a zivuk in Olam Kadmon with the Masach again. What Masach is right now? It's Gimel. And this time that is captured, it captures light or Chokhmah. But in Olam Adam Kadmon, we say. And then it comes to the Keter Chokhmah of Atzilut. And then Chokhmah goes all the way down to Malchut. It's what kind of a masach Olam Atzilut has? Gimel. And the light that comes into it is of what Bechinat Chokhmah? Gimel. So now this light comes and wants to go through.
I am very confused.
Here we go again.
Because I thought that Malchut of Adam Kadmon, there was no Zivug Da'aka.
So how did you create Olam and five Parsufim of Olam?
I thought it libushed itself in the aura of Adam Kadmon.
How we said explain that there is no livush unless there is Or Chozer? There is no livush unless there is Or Chozer. In Adam Kadmon, the first light that comes is Bichna Dalet. The Or Chozer that creates in Adam Kadmon is Bichna Dalet. And it's captured and the light goes all the way till Keter, right? Now, what the light that is inside is going to do? Going to stop? What Aviyut is available now? Is the light is going to have a Zivug Daka with Gimel because there is Gimel? In Olam Atzilut. In Olam Adam Kadmon. This time, when it captures a light, what is he going to do with this light? The purpose is to continuity. So she turns around and illuminates Eser Mor Sefirot with this light that is captured within Olam Adam Kadmon in order to continue to create an Olam called Atzilut. And we said why there is a continuity. What's the reason? Because the Ke'ilim in Olam Kadmon were not completed. They were Shevira. So Atzilut had to be created in order to letaken the Shevira. That was last week. Now, Olam, it makes it therefore a Zivug Daka of aspect called Gimel Chokhmah. Comes out of the concept of Ein Sof, now there is a Chokhmah, and he says, okay, Hakol, with this light we are going to do what was captured in Adam Kadmon for purpose of correction of Shevirat Keilim. This turns around, illuminates new Eser Sefirot of what Koma Gimel. And the light is Gimel. And the light goes through Keter Chokhmah of Atzilut, illuminates them, and then wants to go to Bina. Bina says, listen, just use me as a Mava. and goes as a Ma'avar, and goes all the way to Zerampin and Malchut. But right now, Malchut has a view of Gimel. Bet. Makes a Zivug Daka of Bet. And Mitlabesh Bet, or this called Chokhmah. Mitlabesh. Now there is another Libush on top of the Chokhmah. And this called Bina. And this Bina is for purpose of what? To do the correction. That was the idea, now to do it. So that's why Briya Yetzira Asiya is going to follow. Let's read this. Lahair be'olam ha-Briya, to illuminate the olam Briya, mitlabesh or ha-Elyon be'or makif tekumat b'chinat bet. Shehi Bina. So there is an or was captured called Bina, and there is a libush Bina, v'nimtza shegam chokhma ne'elama. Before, Keter was concealed into Chokhmah. Now, Keter, Chokhmah, both are concealed. V'ha-Keter v'ha-Chokhmah nichlalim betoch ha-Bina. Gimel, omnam, bebriya mitlabesh ha-en sof libush acher bebina de'atzilut. Now, there is extra libush called Bina on the aura of Atzilut. V'zot ha-Bina na'aset masach satum ומלבוש גמור. And by doing so, she finishes, and creates ליבוש גמור. That's it. It's, all the ליבושים are made. ליבושים are made right now. Do not forget. Not כלים yet. This is, we are talking only ליבוש. אשר על ידו מקבלים עשר ספירות דבריה, כולם אפילו כתר וחוכמה דבריה. He says, here it is, with this light, is the cause of illuminating עולם בריה. Let's go to Tet, right, or Makif, or Pinimi, at the bottom of the page, on the right-hand side. Tet, כלומר שהמסך והמלכות מזדחכים לבחינת שנקרא בינה. It said, this Malchut finally comes to Bichinat Bet. Ve'or en sof mitpashet lezivug daka al ha-masach. And this or en sof comes through Libush Chokhma and goes all the way till this Masach. O ma'ale or chozer bekumat bina. She'or chozer ha'u hu Libush acher v'chadash al or ha-en sof. במשונה בהרבה, מלבוש דאור חוזר של האצילות גופיה. That means, where this or really creates the libush? The goof, not the head, the chokhma. No, we said that every zivug for the next is the peh below. So the libush that Bina creates on this chokhma is Gufa, Gufia. That means this part, not the head. She doesn't cover Chokhmah. The Or Chozer of Bet doesn't go till Chokhmah. Or Chozer of Bet goes up to Bina. And that's how much it covers. Doesn't cover the Chokhmah. So where is the Chokhmah? It's concealed within her. And where is the Keter? Concealed within her. And the light has Eser Sefirot, but Keter Chokhmah are concealed within it. She only reveals from Bina down, not more. But within her, she has Chokhmah and Keter and Ensof. Ki libush da'atzilut hu mihaka'a b'masach de'bichinat gimel. Atzilut was made by the zivug da'aka and the bichinat gimel. הממשיך אור החוכמה בכל העשר ספירות, וליבוש החדש הזה, this new ליבוש, הוא מהכאה במסך דבחינת בית. שקומתו אינו מגיע להלביש את החוכמה. This coma of this libush doesn't come all the way to cover the totality of chokma, the or yashar, ela rak lebichinat or yashar levad va'al ken ein bo me'or chokma kulum. This light, you don't feel the chokma, it's concealed. You don't see the truth. You don't see the chokma of it. Inside the nature, do you see all the chokmah of everything? How many, how do you call alaf?
Grass.
No, wild. They are wild, right? How many there are? How many kinds there are? Many. Do we know, and we say these are no good. We take them out and we throw them away. Because they bother other plants. Do we know the chokhmah in there? No, it's a bria. Do you know the chokhmah of so many stars? So many suns? Do we know the chokhmah of paraduma? No, we don't. The chokhmah is concealed in the bria. It's concealed in the ore of bria. And where this aura of Bria comes? From the Bechinat Bet, which is Makif, is surrounding. Okay? It's not difficult. Don't make it difficult. It's very, honestly, it's extremely simple. Now, V'hine zivug ze be'echrech she'nasa ba'atzilut. Same way that the aura of Atzilut was created in Adam Kadmon, so this Or of Bria was created in Olam Atzilut. Why Hashem did like this? So you have the possibility to go up. If something comes from somewhere, we said En Adar Beruchaniut. Always the light wants to go to its source. Always my light wants to go back to its source. Always. So the source is finally is where? Olam Atzilut. Olam Atzilut is where? The source. Zensof. It's always, I mean, yes, I am praying to Hovaya, to Elohim, to Adonai. But they are challenged to take me back. Back. Back till I go to the Shoresh. Till I go to where all, the whole thing is started. If my light was not created to one above me, I wouldn't want to go back to above, to the Shoresh. My light has to be created in above me in order for me always to lehitlahev, to want, to be excited, to connect to my Shoresh. V'hine zivug ze behechrech nasa ba'atzilut k'nizkar lemala ba'or p'nimi so and so, aval kol esse sefirot alelu hamitlabishim behalibush koma bina נמשכים מהמסך ולמטה ובאים בעולם הבריאה כמבואה. There is this מסך of בחינת בית. Here it is מסך of זיוו, בית. Now this light capture is turned around and creates 10 ספירות של עולם הבריאה. And the מסך is there. This מסך of בינה is there. It's a מסך מבדיל. It says מסך גמור. It's holding all the lights of Ein Sof. In reality, Bina is holding all the light of Ein Sof, the Chokhmah, everything. She captured Chokhmah, but Koma of Bina. She captured Chokhmah, but Koma of Bina. Not Koma Gimel, Koma Bet. But it still is Chokhmah, because we said Hakol b'Chokhmah Sita. So whatever she captured in order in light the Bria is Chokhmah. But remember, at the first time, the Chokhmah goes through Bina with no problem. Did the Rampin of Atzilut receive Chokhmah?
Yeah.
Did Malchut of Atzilut receive Chokhmah? Of course.
But I have questions. Why this in this Bina is Malchut is Satum? What's the reason?
Is Satum?
Yeah, why?
That means she finishes the Libushim. It's finished. It's the end. She finishes Libushim, all the Libushim, she covers it all. Why she covers it all? Chokhmah comes, he says, Hakol b'chokhmah sida. Chokhmah, the first time that goes through the Rampin Malchut, it does the whole thing. It finishes the job, as far as the Chokhmah is concerned. Hakol b'chokhmah asita, finished, done. What Bina comes? He says, whatever idea that you are Chokhmah, now I capture it, and she captured. So, okay, now I have the whole Chokhmah. Now I am going to create Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. The Rampin and Malchut of Atzilut have the Chokhmah.
You said because they're done with Lebushim. Okay, what is Lebushim? Didn't you say
Orchozer? Orchozer, that's right. Yeah, we have now Bet. We have still Aleph Veshoresh.
Okay.
There is still two more Zivugim to create two more Olamot after Bria.
Right, and they don't make Or Chazer?
They do.
So why do you say that at Bina finishes all the Or Chazer or Libushim?
The point is that Bina already created, all this is covered. The whole thing is done. The work, as far as Bina is concerned, is done. What they have to do, Zerampin v'Malchut, to complete in action. So the Zivugim that they will do, and the Parzufim that they will create, it's only there for purpose of to do what the Makif is telling them to do. Don't forget, the Rav said that she stays Makif. Because the Rampin and Malchut cannot do immediately the job, that's why the Bria was created. She finished the job. They are going to execute the job. Now, what is Bria?
What is Bria?
Yeah.
Creation.
What is creation without Yetzirah and Asiyah? So she creates a new Adam. She creates a new Adam called Adam Rishon in Olam Bria, puts Yetzira into it, Asiya into it, Bria into it, and makes a new Adam similar to what Adam Kadmon should be, and puts him v'hinichu in a Gan Eden, and the process starts. There is Bria in us, there is Yetzirah in us, and there is Asiya in us. And Machshava is Atzilut, and that is my Makif. The Machshava of Bina, really, all this to go, it's the Hakol B'Chokhma Asita with the Libush of Bina. That's why it's Shmiah. Bina, we said, is Shmiah. That's why Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. It's the Bechinat Bet being the Neshama. Now, it's not honestly difficult. It is not. Now you cross to thinking that it is difficult. It's very simple for you to understand that the light of Atzilut was created in Adam Kadmon, and the light was Zivug Daka and Bechinat Gimel, but Makom was in Bechinat Dalet. Makom was Bechinat Dalet, but Zivug was Bechinat Gimel. Makom was Bechinat Gimel, Zivug was Bechinat Bet. Same thing. Zivug Bechinat Bet for purpose of Bria. Zivug of Bechinat Gimel for purpose of Olam Atzilut. The Zivug of Bechinat Gimel was made b'makom of Bechinat Dalet. Zivug of Haka'ah of Bechinat Bet was made in makom of Bechinat Gimel.
The first Zivug. Which Malchut did it have?
Bechinat Dalet. With a masach of Bechinat Dalet.
But when you say Bechinat Aleph,
Dalet.
Dalet, I'm sorry. Now, Dalet is still in the world of Adam Kadmon.
Now, that Bichna Dalet creates, as now has to go through phases. It's a Dalet, but has four phases to go through. So creates five parts of him. That means five times has creates parts of him. And that's all Bichnat Adam Kadmon. Now, because there was a Zivug Daka on the Dalet, what is the next level of Masach? Because as soon as it's Zivug Daka, it gives a Haka'ah, it reduces it. Every Zivug reduces it. Every time, it brings him down. Shmo. Yes. Malchut Shmo.
Malchut of this.
And so.
Void.
Yes.
So, in a sense, this Malchut of Void could be Malchut of all the way down to Asiya.
It's the Malchut.
It's
the Malchut. It's the Malchut. Has a Masach on it. And these Masachim create. Tzimtzumim, tzimtzumim, tzimtzum, so many. That malchut is still that malchut. By the way, my dear friend, that's the malchut that you want to establish in Rosh Hashanah. This is what you're doing right now. What are you honestly right now doing? You are establishing Melech Malachim, Malchut of Shamayim. You are establishing this malchut that went through Bichina Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Ash, involved. Tzimtzumim in order for you and me to be able to sit down here. How many malchut there is, you think?
We are below this malchut.
Yeah, he's surrounding us now. Exactly, but I am encompassed in this idea. This energy encompasses in me. It's the makif. It's holding me. I am inside. Inside of this makif is Bria Yetzirasiya. Let's go here. Yud. Klomar, af al pi she'aor chozer ole betichla mi'amasach shebichnat shehabina velemala dahaynu be'olam atzilut kenizkal lemala. We said that this light of bina is created in olam atzilut. אשר גם ספירות האצילות בהכרח שמתלבשים בלבוש זה דקומה בינה מכל מקום אין האביות והסתימה של המסך הזה עולה שם אפילו משהו כי אין האביות פוגם יכול לפעול כלל בעליונים או מהם או בחינת קבלה כזו מכונה חלון ונקב. Now, he says, what bottom line? So why Bina says that there are Chalon v'Nekev? He says, yes, there is going to be Or Chozer. But this Or Chozer for sure is not going to affect Bina and above it. Because Bina is already closed everything, that no Or and Sof to go down, and at the same time, nothing from below to go above, without her permission. She created Setuma. She closed it. She says, Oren Sof, you are not going to continue now. First time you went, you did whatever you did. Now, Satum, I am the surrounding, your business is with me. I am surrounding this Bria. I am taking care of this Bria. Anything it is, you go through me. My light is going to continue, create the Bria, and that's how it continued. But remember that nothing of the below can change anything from this Bina up, because it is closed. Same way when Adam Arishon was thrown out, Adam HaKadmon was thrown down of Gan Eden, he put fire on the swords to close the entrance. So nobody can go in, and nobody can go out.
But Malchut of Atzilut already did that.
Yeah, that she became Makif. She's doing all these things. She's doing this, all these things. She's putting the Masach Satum. She closes it.
Bina is.
Which is Bina.
Right
now, the light of Bina is acting for the Malchut of Shammai.
Okay, but I'm saying also Malchut of Atzilut is also stuck the light of Or Sof.
That's the same. These two are the same. The point is that when this stop is occurs that says die, at when the Orbina, there is a libush of Orbina. That's what it is. That's how this is how you look at a picture. You look at one point and then you look at the whole picture. You look at one point and then you look at the whole picture. You keep on looking point. When you saw all the points in the picture, you have looked at the picture. You cannot look at the whole picture and understand the detail of that picture with just one look. Yes.
And hit the malchut of this empty space.
Which is what Masach?
That's not Dalet.
And how far this Or Chozer goes?
All the way to Keter.
And there is a Libush now called Keter. This becomes Olam Kadmon. That means in order to fill up, there is a light now in it. Now it has to build, has to go through four phases. Has to go to Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zerampin, Malchut, five parts of him creates.
But that's the system that all these four levels are connected.
That's Adam Kadmon.
Regardless of now, the Bina doesn't change the level.
That's the whole thing. The five parts of him, the shortage of all the parts of him. Now, what's the problem? What's the problem? Didn't you create? You are the closest to Ensof. What's your problem? He says, no. Ensof came to this Kav because now it's the Derech Kav. It's not like before, Derech Igulim. Igulim are dormant. Now only the Kav. There is only Derech the Kav. Everything is connected. So there is a problem. And what was the problem? Because of this Kav, there is a Shevira. It's very simple. There is a Shevira. Okay, now we have a Shevira. What are we going to do? And Sof knows what he's doing. He says, okay, now let's create Olam Atzilut nearby in order to get the idea to correct the system. Because this is, if he corrects the system, then he becomes a partner. The secret of Beyom Ahu Yehiye Adonai Echad Ushmo Echad, what that means? It's very simple. That after the Gemara Tikkun, your individuality, you will not lose your individuality. Before you didn't have individuality. Before everything was Ein Sof. Well, they were not you. You couldn't say I. Not at all. But there will be Beyom Ahu Yehiye Adonai that there is Ein Sof. Beyond shadow of a doubt. But there is an entity called you too. God doesn't want to demolish your identity. God gave you identity and says, keep your identity. I want you to have an identity. And I want you to be a one-to-one with me. So there is a Lechem Bizayon here. So in order to get rid of the Lechem of Bizayon, I have to do the correction that Ein Sof has embedded into this creation. And this way I earn my way. I become a one-to-one relation with Hashem.
The Shevira, where did it happen the first time?
In Memhei and Ben, Parzufim of Adam Kadmon. In the Vavhei of Adam Kadmon. In the Zerampim v'Malchut of Adam Kadmon.
So it's not
from the belly down of Adam Kadmon.
So it's really not going back to redo those stages. It's trying to use Bina to correct what happened above.
Exactly. But what is the material I'm working with? The broken pieces of whatever was before. Because now Bina finished the Libushim. Now the Ke'ilim has to be completed. And then break. And say, okay, now you put it back.
And the reason being that the light is not going to change.
Right.
So you have to have something else to make the change with.
And made us the Ke'ilim. Made us the sources to work with this Ke'ilim. Gave us the brain and the identity to use those Ke'ilim, those vessels, in order to do the job. So give the opportunity for you to put it back and earn your way. You become Beyom Ahu Yehi Adonai Echad Ushmo Echad. You become an identity and you are one to one with Hashem for nothing? Just for free? No, there is a Lechem B'Zayon. He says you can't. So you gotta go. This is why it's 7,000 years. You think life is easy? Life is not easy. Life is all the time. Every day you gotta to heal a pain. Every day you have to solve a problem, to heal a pain, to fix something, to do good. In a simple language, every day, and it's not easy. It's every day is difficult. You counter difficulty. There is no, if you don't counter difficulty, then you are not doing any work. If you counter difficulty, you are doing some work. And whoever tells you, nah, you know, yeah, you do it by simcha, you do it with the joy, but that's the work. It's a mistake that here, forget it, now take the pain away, take the hard work away, take the sweating away, take the challenges away. It won't work. You require those things. You require those challenges. You require isuri. Maybe people say you're crazy, but you require those things. Otherwise, you won't get moving. You won't get pay attention in solving solution. We are here to solve and to bring solution.
So the problem is the Ke'ilim that are broken, or the lack in your character is the...
No. Here, you be beautiful. Or it says, the Ke'ilim broke and fell into Kilipot. That means, in a simple sense, good and bad got mixed. Now, he created the system called character, personality, I. With the definite characters that the nature involves in it, environment involves in it, mother, father, Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved in its creation. Okay? Now he says, you are with this character, by you rectifying your character, you are correcting, elevating the Nitzutzim which is within you. How the Nitzutzim got within you? By eating, by breathing, by drinking. All these Nitzutzim that fell into the Kiliput of water, air, afar, earth, because God said to the earth, Irurata. That means there is something bad in the earth too.
So the problem and your character or our character are there to prevent us or
to give us the challenge. To give us the challenge.
Make it
harder. To make it so really I'll understand the purpose. What I do, I release that chokhmah. What is that mitzvah? That chokhmah that was concealed by this bina, bichinat bet, I release it. I say, ha, reveal the chokhmah. As soon as you reveal the chokhmah, then you solve the problem.
So that's the battle?
That's the battle.
You said to go to fight with the enemy?
Now what's the enemy is within, your yatsarara. Yeah, not Adam Kadmon did not create vessel. Libushin was only created by Bina of Atzilut.
Yeah, but the Ke'ilim that broke and...
Not yet. We will see the Ke'ilim what happened. We will study that how the Ke'ilim was created. That's the whole secret. That you will know the Ta'amim, Benekudot, Tagin, and Otiot. Those are going to make your Kehilim.
That's why I'm confused when you said that in Adam Kadmonis that the vessel was broken.
Of course. Okay. Yes.
When did that happen?
At Memhei. Right when it got to the Otiot and Nekudot.
Maybe we can say that that was the source of the shortage of the broken Kehilim.
That's right. Now, what was the broken Kehilim in Bria? Because this is going to repeat all over. You don't think you don't break Kehilim? Don't you break dishes? Don't you break Kehilim? We break Kehilim all the time. That's how we learn. How did Adam break Kehilim? He ate the Etz HaDa'at Tovara. That's the breakage of Kehilim. What is Kehilim? He had first the vessel to see from the beginning to the end.
But he had a shortage in Adam Kadmon that made him do that.
Yes. Yes. And so did Hashem create the Ra. Who created the Satan? He created it. He is the source of good and bad. He created for what purpose? For me to have a chance to make choices. Let's go read a little bit to finish this section. כלומר, בלי שום אביות אפילו משהו, מה שאין כאן באור חוזר היורד למטה מהמסך שבין הצילול לבריאה, דהיינו העשר הספירות הבאות בעולם הבריאה, הרי כוח ואביות המסך הוא כל השורש של ההתפשטות אור אינסוף בהם, לפי כך נעשה המסך סיתום מלבוש גמור. Now, ליבוש. Now, what is this ליבוש? What is your ליבוש? המקביל את האור האינסוף מלהאיר שם משהו מאור החוכמה. Now, is that give you the best hint of your life or no? What do you get out of this? How's that? What do you get out of this? Look at the word libush. What do you see? It's lev. It's your lev, your heart that creates libushim. Your feeling gives libush. Your feeling gives the libush. Stay there. No, I didn't say any word. There is no.
No.
Your heart. At the meantime, stay with the heart. Your feeling, your heart, it creates the libush. You can make it ugly. You can make it beautiful. You can make it sinua. You can make it whatever you want. You can present a person to look what she wants to maskej. Each person changes the libush, represents a character. So each character is a libush. And how the character is made? By habit of your desire. And who creates the habit? The heart. At least let's see this line. Okay, that's your libushim. Now this libushim, eventually I have to go. Now you dressed up, you're ready to go to work. Now you're dressed up. Now you're ready to say, who are you? What kind of a libush you got?
But those are either can have a shoresh in the kaved or shoresh in the head.
All over your body. All over your body. We said that gufa, the totality of the guf, there is a libush of bina. Totality of your body. The only thing is not libush, that means I don't get it, I don't cover it, I don't capture it, is chokhmah. So he says, Milair shum mashu mi'or chokhmah, shehiruhu masach de bichinat bet, she'en or chozer, shelo magia le chokhmah, ela le bina de or yashar, levad, keniskal lemala, veze she'arav, שנעשה מסך סתום. Now what is this מסך סתום? כלומר, שסותם את האור הצילות, which is אור אינסוף, which is that חוכמה, סותם אותו. It doesn't allow it. It says that's it. Done. את האור הצילות, דהיינו אור החוכמה, מלהופיע to represent itself, to show itself, Ba'olam HaBriya. Delicate word. There's no Hofa'a of Chokhmah. There's no showing this glory. That's why he says, show me the Emet. I can't show you the Emet. I can't show you the Emet. How on the earth can I show you the Emet? It's lo mafia. It doesn't show itself. So how would I know it's there? How would I know it's there? If you have appropriate libush, then you know it's there. But the libush you create. Hashem doesn't want you with the sechel to find him. Hashem wants in everything you to put your feeling into it. That's why it's your part. Your part is to put feeling into it. But the feeling has to be a correct libush. If it's not a correct libush, the gufa is not appropriate. So the appropriate head wouldn't go in on it. First, there got to be appropriate goof before he puts a head on it. The Chokhmah bin Adat. We create the goof b'meshech Elul, Aseret Yomesh Teshuvah, and at Shmini Atzeret, he puts the head, the Chokhmah bin Adat, on your head, on your body. But you create the goof, and he gives you the appropriate body in order to create, we said on Yom Tuesday, Bait Chadash. Very simple. Bait Chadash. Which bait? This goof is going to be the bait Chadash for the light of Hashem. Now, Kaf, let's finish this section. Tet. Oran Surah Mafia Shabriya Mimala Ulamata Kamavur. Okay. We are in page Kuftet Zain. Hasefira Eliyona Shabekol Koma Eser Sefirot Meira Bekol Eser Sefirot Shela Uta Koma. So, if the Keter has a Koma of Chokhmah, every other Sefirot they receive Chokhmah. If it is Bina, all the Eser Sefirot receive or Bina. That's what it says. Ba'ofen shebo olam atzilut mekablot kol ha-Eser Sefirot shebo et ha-Or ha-Chokhmah ba'olam ha-Briya mekabelet kol ha-Eser ha-Sefirot et Or ha-Bina. It is very appropriate. The whole Rosh Hashanah is really this paragraph Dalet. The whole explanation is right here. And he says, Nimsa. Ki ha'atzilut mekabel or ha'chokhma aliyah. Ki or en sof mitlabesh betocha. Val ken, eno nikhshav shemekabel rak mi'achokhma levad. Vahabiriyah mekabel or ha'bina. כי האינסוף והחוכמה מתלבשים בתוכה. ועל כן הבריאה אינה מקבלת רק מהבינה לבד. וזה סוד, אימה עלייה מקננה בקורסייה. We had in the parasha of list this week that if you find a nest with either eggs or babies, you have to let the bina, the mother, to go and take the frochim or the betzim. Okay? Now, ima aliyah, that's bina, that's the makif, that's the one that hovers, we said, it becomes a makif to the biriya. Sitting on a frochim, on the betzim, is olam biriya. What the mother does? She sits, feeds the baby. She's not sitting all the time on it. She goes away to eat, to bring food, to do anything. And then she comes back again to the children. So is the Bria. All the time is not the mother nature is there to feed me. Sometimes she leaves, give me a space, I can do some whatever, and then the mother comes back. Rosh Hashanah, the mother comes back to see how are the children. It's the time really to say, okay, Baba, you know, I gotta push you, you gotta move. You gotta make a Beit Chadash, you gotta make your own. So Bezrat Hashem, we are continuing, and we stop here till next week. שיהיה לכם שבת שלום.